Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm very happy to stand before you. This is my first time to teach in English here at Canada. I'm not a well speaker or whichever I can lose some words. Brian is here. He can translate for you, whatever you don't understand me. I hope so. That's what we do in Kenya. When Brian is preaching, I try to translate for him. So, and Mama is here, he knows my English, can do so. Smith is here, Susan is here. They know how I speak. I'm sorry, sometimes I miss some words. So I think the Spirit of God will guide us, all of us, that we can understand one another. So I need much prayer from you while I'm preaching. So my wife and my daughter and my sons send greetings to you. They told me that if I come to Canada, I'll say hi to you. We were having a ministry. Also, we told them that we are coming here. Also, they say hi to you. Very many people in Kenya, when we told them that we are coming to Canada, all of them, they were very happy and they wanted them to present their greetings up to you. So, I'm going to preach. As I told you, the Spirit of God will guide me so that we may understand one another. I like to study from Timothy, 2 Timothy. Second Timothy, chapter 1, verse 7. What I'm going to preach is about do not fear. I'll read verse 7, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of sound mind. I told you I may go very slowly because God has given me this opportunity, because since Brian came to Africa, I was unable to speak English or read the scriptures in English. I use Swahili. Maybe if I go slowly, you may pray for me, then we can understand, as I told you, one another. Here, Paul was telling Timothy that God has given the Spirit to him to not fear wherever he is, wherever he's preaching, wherever he's given testimony. So we come to the scripture that God has given us the spirit of fear, but of power. Why do I say this? I remember myself when I joined the Church of Christ. I was baptized by Apostle Smith. They were accompanied with Brother Brian. When they wanted to communicate with me, I was not able to understand what they are teaching, what they are talking about. But when I promised them to come to my house to pray for me, they agreed. So when they come to my house, I was very joy. My wife was very joy. You know, in Africa we have different foods, not like this one we are eating here. But I was eager to hear from them and teach me, because when they were preaching the Book of Mormon, it was very, very sweet to my heart. So I wanted to know this. How can I be able to understand the Book of Mormon in English, so that these words, which is very joy to me, I may teach other people to understand the wonderful message I have here from the missionaries. One day, it is just like a testimony. Forgive me, Brother Michael. One day when I was sleeping, I got up at midnight and I was having the Book of Mormon. But this is not the one. There is one Brian gave to me with Brother Simit, but I lost it when I was, where we were traveling to Mombasa with Brother Moses. We went out to eat a little bit somewhere. After coming, somebody who was sitting next to me, he took my bag with all the books. But I told Brian, I don't have any book. When we meet at Mombasa, because we use some trucks to travel to Mombasa buses, Brian put me another book, the Bible, but he was not having the Book of Mormon. I was really shy, because I like to use the Book of Mormon. So, what am I telling you? When we have received the baptism, I was very joy. Brother Brian and Smith lay hand on me. After the prayer, I feel that I'm feeling something, my life changes. So when we were been teaching from Brother Brian and Smith, they wanted to communicate with me. I was not unable, but I trust as I continue that days, few years, I come to understand, because Moses was closer to me. Sometimes I read some words because I did not go to school. I don't have education. But through this spirit of fearless, we don't want to fear this, because we have been given the spirit of power. God says that. So as I was sleeping, I got up, I heard a small voice calling my name. Michael, wake up. Have the book and read it. I remember I read from Nephi how Lehi was told by God to move from Jerusalem. So when I was reading, I wake up, I made myself, do I understand these words or something is coming? My wife tried to call me. Why are you awake? I told her that it's nothing, I wanted to read something. So why do you want to read it? Because always we read the scripture, we pray before we get our supper. So, and she told me, why are you awake? I told her that, I'm sorry, there's something I wanted to read from the scripture. I took my time. In the morning when I wake up, I repeated the words like a child. I repeat it. It came to my mind and I come to understand. So, I was interested to go and preach this gospel of the Church of Christ through the Book of Mormon. Even though many people, they accuse us, they lie to us, but I come to understand that we have not given the spirit of fearless. So wherever I am, wherever I preach, I know that the Spirit of God is in me, is the one directed me to preach to other people. So, my brothers, what am I saying? We have not given the spirit of fear, but power and of love and of sound minded. This is when Paul was telling Timothy, he was encouraging him, wherever he might be, to preach and teach the gospel of Jesus. So he wanted to encourage him, as I'm preaching to you, wherever you are, wherever your congregation you come from, maybe in Kenya, we have many, many churches there, Catholics, Lutherans, PHE, Full Gospel, Maranatha, Lutheran, SDA. Sometimes some people, when we stand to preach the gospel of Jesus with these books we have been given by God Himself and testify, they don't understand because they have not been given this spirit which can give them to see a wonderful message from the Word of God. So we stood and tell them about the Book of Mormon, how it came from, because we have been given the scriptures, how it came out, why do we use the Book of Mormon, and some scriptures we read, even the funerals are wrote inside the Book of Mormon. So, what am I trying to say? We have not given the spirit of fear. I need to read another scripture, Revelation chapter 21. Revelation chapter 21. Verses 8. It says, but the fearful and then neverling and the abominable and murders and whom among us and scorers and I hold that. And all liars shall have their part in the lake which burned with the fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Here we have been told by the scriptures, those who are very fearful to give testimony. Here we are told that there is a time will come. Some people are lying and say they are part in this lake of pan with fire and apostemo, which is the second death. If we fear, to tell them, the people, the truth of the word, we are not going to have the eternal life. Because the spirit which you have in us, it has given us power. So that we may go to people and preach this last gospel. Because we believe in the Church of Christ. This is the fullness of the gospel we have on our hand to preach the people so that they may know the truth of the gospel. When we read Matthew chapter 10, Matthew chapter 10, verses 28, chapter 10, verses 28 to 33, Matthew 10, 28 to 33, it says, "And fear not them which kill body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father. But the very hair of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are more value than many cypress. Whosoever therefore shall converse me before men, him will converse also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, he will also deny before my Father which is in heaven." Here we have a very strong word Jesus was telling the disciples and many people who were gathering to hear the preachings. He told us that whosoever fear to all people who might kill this body, all we fear people who might destroy our souls, or if we are fearing because of this gospel we have been given, and those ones who will not take the name of Jesus to other nations or to other people, if he will deny the Lord, also he will be then in his Father's heaven. So what am I wanted to say here is the spirit we have been given, we have been told we are not fearing people even though they might come to kill us. I remember one time I gave the testimony. It's a place we call Getuka. Getuka is nearby Mesisita. It's a mission we have nearby Mesisita. We were having a preaching service, but we were outside preaching to people. There is near to the road, outside the door of the church. There is four guys came with shorts, because we were having a loudspeaker. Those people, they stay, there's a river between that mission. I heard there, they hear a preaching. So I was preaching repentance. So people must be repent from their sins. In our country, we have some people who are drunkard, who are, how do I call, people who are killing some people, who are thieves. So when I was preaching those things, those people who are having those things in this heart will perish, will not enter the kingdom of God. Four men come. They wanted to kill me. And I told them, really, I'm preaching the gospel of Jesus. It's better me to die, and I wanted you to repent from your sins. So I insisted preaching for them. They were drunkard. Some, they were wanted to hear from me, and another guy who was having a shot wanted to kill me. And those guys, they said, no, leave the pastor. They went just a few miles or few distance from where we are. The one who was having a shot and the one they were walking with him, they take a shot from him and they kill him. So we heard some people crying. We went there to see and we get that man is dead. So, what am I trying? I did not fear because this is the true gospel we have been given. We need to preach wherever we are or wherever we can and tell people the truth. Here, Jesus is telling people that and the fear not then which kill the body. We are not given the spirit of fearness. We have been given the power so that we may preach to people repentance, so that they may know this last gospel. That is my duty. That is your duty, my brothers. We know that people at outside there murmuring about us. We were having a wonderful testimony in Kenya. People, they were saying lie of us, that we drink blood. This church having two books. It is a demonic church, as Brother Moses said. But we did not fear not, because when the missionaries came and taught us to have these two books, we try ourselves. I don't say that we have power, but through the Spirit of God, we try to teach some people so that they come to understand, some of them to be baptized in the Church of Christ. Even though people, they are saying lie. There's a brother who's having a huge building, many people. We met in town with Brother Moses one day. He called us Mormons. I remember Brother Moses said, don't call Michael Mormons. Ask me, I'm the Mormons, and I want to tell you how the Mormons believe, and we are not the Mormons, but we are the Church of Christ, but we use the Book of Mormon. Many people, they don't understand the Book of Mormon, and they don't like it. But when we use, wherever we are, the congregation, or a funeral, people, they come to understand this is a wonderful message from God. That's why I read this scripture before us that do not fear those people who might mock us. I think you read from the scripture, lay, telling the never telling the story of their brothers and other people holding the lot of iron to the tree. Many people were mocking from the building, from the other side. So many people, they backslide, and some leave the word of God. So what I mean to say, we have not given the spirit of fear. Wherever we are, we like to give a wonderful testimony and a wonderful scriptures from both books we have been given. I want to read Nehemiah chapter, First Nehemiah. Chapter 3, verses 206. To 231. First Nehemiah chapter 3, verses 206 to 201. It says, "And it came to pass that I beheld the charge of the Lamb of God, and its numbers were few because of the wickedness and abomination of the which sat upon many waters. Nevertheless, I beheld that the church of the Lamb, which were the saints of God, were also upon all the face of the earth. And their dominion upon the face of the earth were small because of the wickedness of the great war which I saw." That's, I read up to 28. I wanted to tell you this. The scripture there says that the church of the Lamb of God, the number are few. Why? Because of the truthness is in the church of Christ. Many people, I saw many people who are learned in our country, when we try to read the scriptures, because they are mixed up with the kind of teachings, lying to people, that you are, when you say you are saved, that's all. But they don't want to read the scriptures. But when we read here, we understand, because we are few, it is because of the weakness of the abomination. Means that people, they like to be taught lying words. They don't want to hear the wonderful and the fullness of the gospel of Christ. That's why, maybe, my brothers, we are few, because we have been called by God Himself. We have set aside, we have been set aside to go and preach the gospel, the wonderful message from God Himself. Because many people, they like to be taught some words which can influence themselves. I don't know how I can say some words which makes them happy. That's the way I can say it. The one that the happiness. In our country, many people, all churches, they say, "Hallelujah, hallelujah, Bwana sifiwe." That's all. They don't want to be read the scriptures. When a pastor says hallelujah, they say amen, and that's all. They will not sit down as we sit down to discuss about this wonderful gospel we have received from Jesus, from the two books we have. I need to go back to Mosiah chapter 9. Mosiah chapter 9. Mosiah 9. Verses 40. Mosiah 9, verses 40. It says, "Yeah, and are willing to mourn with those that mourn. Yeah, and comfort those who that stand in need of comfort, and to stand as a witness of God at all times, and in all things, and in all places that he may be in, even until death, that he may be redeemed of God, and be numbered with those of the first resurrection, that he may have eternal life." This is a wonderful word. We have been told, my brothers, we need to mourn for those who are mourning. And we have been given to stand fast and give witness to all people all the times. Sometimes, Brother Brian and Smith, the missionaries, they plan for us to go various places like Tanzania, Uganda, some other country. When we hear from them that they want to send us to go and preach to the brothers, we take our time and pray so that God may give us strength and give us the spirit which might guide us to go there and preach this gospel of Jesus. So we took our time to mourn with those who are mourning. We took our time to give a witness all time what God has done for us in the Church of Christ. And we need to comfort, because there are people who need to be comforted. We go there and comfort them and tell them God is with us. And we have been told all places we may be. All places we may be. Doesn't matter in Kenya, Canada, Philippines, Honduras, wherever we are, we need to comfort each other. To make steadfast in this wonderful gospel of Jesus. That's why I love this word. Because we need, as Brother Moses said yesterday, to endure until we have entered in the eternal life. It is our duty. We have the opportunity. I remind myself, before I came to know the scriptures, I thought by the missionaries, I come to realize I wasted a lot of time in the world. I did not knew these wonderful words. Sometimes I told Moses, I'm becoming old. Will I go all over Kisii or Kenya to teach the people this wonderful message? But I thank God, I taught my children. My eldest is a grown-up, he's married, he's having a mission, Brian knows, he's doing a very good job. I feel very happy because he understands the gospel of Jesus Christ in the Church of Christ. All my daughters, I told them, this is the gospel of Jesus we have get in the Church of Christ. Wherever you may, give a testimony. Tell the people the truth of the words. Tell people the wonderful message which are being written, both two books, the Book of Mormon and the Bible, which we have been given to testify before the people. So, we need to tell the people the truth of the gospel, and we know that we are numbers with those, the first resurrection, because we know the first resurrection when Jesus will come. I have been reminded something. When Brian and Smith was teaching the classes we have of the ministry and leaders, they taught us about we are going at the end to meet together. And we asked them very hard question. How will that be? Because you are in America, we are in Kisii, people, they are coming from various places. How that will be? And they told us, we don't know, but what we know, the scripture says, we will be one place. It doesn't matter you are black, you are white, you are whatever, but we will meet together. This comes when Brother Moses was teaching, my mind comes. One day, there's some places we might be, not be, but I believe one day we will be united together and be one place and we glorify our God. That's my belief. That's why when I read the scriptures, it says, when the resurrection, that ye may have eternal life. When we will be resurrected from the dead, we will unite together and we give our God glory in that day, all of us. I need to read Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4. Chapter 4, verses 13. My clear, brother Mike? Am I saying? Okay. Acts chapter 4, verses 13. It says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. There's something I wanted to say here. Peter and John were in jail because they were preaching the gospel of Jesus. They were not a learned people. Maybe they were being taken, in Kenya we call, I don't know how you call it here, to the church, to be charged. So, when they saw them, They were ignorant men. They saw them that they don't know what they were doing, but Peter and John were preaching. And they were called and they were taken to jail. When they saw them, they think they don't have knowledge of saying anything. But they knew that they were with Jesus. So here, they were chilled because of the word of Christ. At first I say, some people in our country, they don't believe us that we are preaching the word of God or the fullness of the gospel. Because they say this book is a demonic book. But when we read to people, they come to understand there is a wonderful message from that book. But why does not other churches use the book? It is our duty to tell them that the word came from, when we read Ezekiel to them, Isaiah, we call it Isaiah, and we told them how the book came from. The prophecy, we like to read the prophecy, how God was planning his church. And then they understand a little bit, but their minds are not, which word will I use? Converted. They are not converted to the word. So, and we told them, go and pray. One time I told Brother Brian, when we were in Tanzania, before I was being called, that the area where I stay, I try to preach the Book of Mormon about the people who dies, the believers who believed and die. The resurrection will be done by God, and then they will enter to the kingdom of heaven from this book. And they told me, can I have that book? Yes. I gave it to him. But when reading, he does not understand. He came to me back again. I don't understand, Michael, this book. I told him that your minds must be converted. And then you have the Holy Spirit to guide you. It is then you can understand the book. It is then you can have to understand through the Holy Spirit. But when reading it, like a story, you will not. So he told me, as a chief, will I come to your church and then you talk to me about the book? I told him, yes. If you come, I'll do so. But before you come, we need much prayer, so that God may convert your minds to the scriptures, so that you may understand how to read this Book of Mormon. What am I trying to say? Here Peter and John, they were persecuted because of the word. My message was, is that we don't want to have the spirit of fearness. They stood and they gave the testimony of Jesus. I read some verses here. They told them, the Jesus whom you crucified, he has raised from the dead, is alive. That is the one we preach. Very strong words. So these people, they say, maybe these people, they are mixed up, their minds. Leave them because they don't understand what we are asking them. That's why I wanted to say we need to have the Spirit of God to guide us. Do not fear wherever we are. Nehemiah chapter 6. Verses 91. It says, prepare your souls for that glorious day when justice shall be administered unto the righteous, even the day of judgment, that he may not shrink with harmful fear. Here is a very wonderful word. Prepare your souls for that glorious day. It's a day we have been given to give glory to our Lord. When justice shall be administered unto the glorious, even the day of judgment. In our country, when we had strong words, we say amen. But here, I don't know. I'm sorry. Even the day of judgment, because all of us, we are going to stand to be judged by God. What you have been doing, if you are very fearful to men, to give a testimony, prepare your souls in that day of judgment. What have you done this moment you are alive? What have you given about the word of God? Have you preached to people? Have you given testimony? I like my wife. I'm sorry to say so. He likes Sunday school. Very young kids. Wherever we go with her, maybe I invited somewhere to go with her. She leaves me, she goes to the kids. He wanted the kids to know. Do you know Leia? Where he came from? He wanted to know at the congregation that they have this knowledge. They know about Leia. They know about the ark of Noah. They know some stories from the scriptures, because without God, Susan and the mama, they brought Sunday school. Mingisan, I can say. That is in Swahili. They bring many, many teachings of the children to our country. So my wife, she gets up the Sunday school bag, and wherever we go with the Book of Mormon, he leaves me aside, he goes to the kids. Do you know that? Where did he come from? Where God called him from? I wondered. My wife started preaching while we have not invited to preach. This is why, my brothers, I've told you that we need to prepare ourselves, because we know that there is a judgment. What we have been taught, what we have been given out to people, or we are like other churches. They say hallelujah and that's all. They go back to eat. So we have given some work to do in the Church of Christ. Maybe I can say another word, that you have been called by God, each of us. to go outside and give testimony to other people how the goodness of the Church of Christ has, the love, the unity, because without love, we could have not come here. Maybe when Brother Michael was telling us this morning that Brother Moses tried to ask him, will I come to Canada? He said yes. And when Brother Brian told us, are you ready to go to Canada? Michael is inviting you to come to Canada. We said yes, but we are not sure because of the government. I come to realize the loveness you have in the Church of Christ. You prayed for us, and you give even whatever so that we may be here. I thank God because of that. That love you have it, we need to experience. Some people may come to our country, even though it is not a good country. But in that love, we need you to experience our food, to experience our culture, to experience our country. That is the love God needs between us. So, Second Peter. Second Peter. Chapter 1, verses 2. Second Peter, chapter 1, verses 2. It says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Peter is trying to show us the peace we have in the Church of Christ, the grace of God we have in the Church of Christ might be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ. I can say this peace we have in the Church of Christ, it is that the unity we have, the love we have, so that we may glorify our Father. That's why that peace, it comes from God Himself, the Father, and from Jesus Christ. So that it may be this grace of God be in us. This peace, maybe we could have not get this peace we have, but it says to be multiplied in us. First Corinthians, Second Corinthians, Second Corinthians. Second Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 to 11. Second Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 to 11. It says, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 to 11. And unless I should be exalted above measure through the substance of the revelations, there was given to me atone in the flesh. The messenger of Satan to perfect me, let should be exalted above measure. For these things I besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in wickedness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in manifestis, in respect, in necessities, in persecution, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I wake, then am I strong. I am become a fool in glory, glorying. Ye have compelled me, for I love, I ought to have been commended of you, for nothing I am behind the very justiful apostles, through I be nothing. What am I trying to say here? We were been told, above all measures, I'm a builder, I can say, when you have something to measure from here to here, it means from here to here, you have been given a certain measurement. So, if you wanted to do something through from here to here, you have been given this, but something is going to be done within, in here. It is your time to know the length from here up to this end. So if you want to do something between here, you wanted to know how the measurements are between from this place and the space you leave this side, the place of this side, downwards and upwards. So this is what they mean when you measure something. You need to be accurate. Because here Jesus said, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in the wickedness. So, when we are, I can say, when you are weak, when you are doing something which you don't know exactly how to do it, it means when you are in God, God can given you a direction what you are supposed to do through the Holy Spirit. So it says is made perfected the wickedness. Doesn't matter you have the knowledge, doesn't matter you are a learned man, but in God we have been given strength from him. When I read that scripture, it tells me we should above excel, above the measures through what we have been given, the revelation from God. God himself will reveal to us what he needs us to do, because we are his sons and daughters. So wherever we are, I ask you, my brothers, to have the Spirit of God in us. We stood before the people and give a testimony. And whatever we are going to do to people, God may lead us, because we don't know the time when the Lord Jesus will come this world. That's why I say it is my duty, it is your duty. You go wherever you are to tell the people the truth of the gospel. So I come to the end of my service. I thank God because he has given me this opportunity to share with you. The scriptures I've read to you, sometimes you may read it and understand better than me, because I'm not a learned man. Brian and Smith knows this is what God has given me to testify before you, to read before you, and to stand fast, waiting that day we are going to meet all of us together. May God bless you.